wind and fluid dynamics may have parted Red Sea for Moses. A study based on 14 computer models suggests that Moses may indeed have been able to lead his followers out of Egypt between walls of water, a story told in both the Bible and the Quran. A study by the U.S. National Center for Atmospheric Research at the University of Colorado replaces the hand of God with a 63-mile-per-hour east wind blowing for at least 12 hours. It suggests that the epic crossing of the Red Sea happened 75 miles north of Suez, where an ancient branch of the Nile approached a shallow coastal lagoon and near the modern Port Said. Otherwise, one of the study's authors claims, quote, the simulations match fairly closely with the account in Exodus. In reality, wind hydrodynamics and the unique topography of the Nile Delta may have had the same effect, with the same miraculous results for the Israelites. Using the computer models and modern understanding of the phenomenon of, quote, wind setdown, by which strong, steady winds have been shown to push back large volumes of water temporarily, Mr. Drews concludes that a gale of the kind described in the Bible could have created a land bridge 2 miles wide and 3 miles long and open for perhaps 4 hours.
Be a little longer than that, because you got all of the calves and the carts and the spoils of Egypt that had to go across this muddy lagoon. So it probably took a little longer than that.
But is the wind set down what caused the sea to part?
Oh, we don't care. You can blame it on the rain. It makes no difference to us. That is said, God has the power to control the winds and the waves. Then we'd say absolutely. But we're not going to bite into what some scientist has to say regarding to what you're calling a registered miracle. So beyond that, yeah, whatever, it's easy. Maybe they built a tunnel, maybe it's a shunnel. Maybe they had a tunnel and then flooded it, because it was not only was it enough, dry enough to get the Hebrews across, it was wet enough to drown the lot of Pharaoh's army that was chasing after them on their coattails.
And all that did happen because we thought it?
Well, human creators created everything, yeah.
And Moses was the God who parted the sea.
Yes, because of the impartation of the fall of man, you see.
This is before the fall of man. The Ark of the Covenant hasn't...
Right.
Well, they did have a box, but it wasn't the Ark yet.
Yeah, right. It had the bones of Joseph.
So this event, the parting seas, is before the fall of man.
That's correct.
There's another supplementary quote. The new study quotes Major General Alexander Tulloch of the British Army at the Lake of Tanis in the 19th century, who saw, quote, a gale of wind from the eastward set in and became so strong that I had to cease work. That happened in the 19th century, unquote. The next morning, the lake, quote, had totally disappeared, and the natives were walking boat on the mud, unquote. So apparently this wind set down happens in that area. So Moses may not have been helped by wind set down, but is there anything about the phenomenon of wind set down that you could add?
That the winds and the waves obey the human creator's will.
So Major General Alexander Tulloch may have caused it and didn't know it.
Correct.
Okay.
And at least witnessed it. So we hope in the 19th century he had his Kodak and captured that forever moment.
Exactly.